What radicalized him? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We now know that the gunman who apparently intended to take out as many Republican members of Congress as he could was a Bernie Sanders supporter, which has prompted people to ask, was he radicalized by left-wing rhetoric? The stuff he wrote about trickle-down economics and Republicans giving tax breaks to the 1%, that's straight out of the Democratic platform, but hardly radical. His Facebook post that reads, Trump is a traitor, it's time to destroy Trump and company, that could imply violence, and that rhetoric could easily have come from left-wing sites, or from the comments section of just about any website. So then we would also have to ask, what radicalized him to the point that he would buy a military-style rifle and use it against members of Congress? Where would he get this extreme idea to use a gun to eliminate elected officials? Well, actually, from a lot of respectable websites which explain that it's not at all an extreme idea. It's actually embedded in our Constitution that the purpose of a weapon is for self-defense, yes, but also to protect the nation from a tyrannical government. Alexander Hamilton, now our best-known founding father, talked about the right to bear arms against the usurpations of the national rulers. And I found that on the website of the National Review. So on the question of what radicalized him, I suppose it could have been left-wing rhetoric, but it could just as easily have been his interpretation of American history. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.